at the moment, we're releasing around about 22,000 megalitres from Lake Glen Maggie. We've got inflows into Glen Maggie of about 30,000 megalitres, and we've still got around about just under 10,000 megalitres of airspace. So we're using a little bit up in keeping the flows down out of Glen Maggie. I think we're now starting to see, certainly at the top of the catchment, the stream flows at Glen Cairn are dropping back. At Lacola, we're seeing signs of them levelling out and possibly starting to peak and fall. Stringy Bark staying around about the same. So we believe that the next move in terms of releases is more likely to be down rather than up. But we'll be assessing that in a couple of hours' time.
Okay, so to paint this really very, very clearly, in terms of potential impact on communities, let's think about Tanamba, Newry, perhaps some of the areas around Maffra. You're really not, there's no alert there from what you've been telling us.
Well, the SES certainly manage the local impacts, but from history, we'd certainly expect quite a bit of localised flooding around the Macalester River, and that's mainly farmlands. Certainly, they'll be taking the action to make sure Tanamba is secure. We wouldn't expect any impacts on the Newry Township with those sorts of flows. From historically, that meant to be much greater to impact on the Newry Township.
Downstream and down the track, given we're putting water into that system, there have been some reports this morning about sail potentially being impacted. I'd imagine that would be in coming days. Again, from a historical perspective, given the amounts that are going into the system, what would you anticipate down around the sail and I guess around that sail common area along the South Gippsland Highway in a day or two's time?
Yes, well, certainly the low-lying areas there could be impacted, and I know the caravan park's been warned there. Certainly around Sale, you get the Latrobe, the Thompson, and the Macalester flowing in past there. There hasn't been a lot of action on either of the Thompson or the Latrobe. The flows haven't come up too much, so it's mainly the Macalester that's impacted that. Certainly, typically about a day's travel time for water to reach Sale. And we started to increase flows last night. We started off at about 6,000 megalitres per day. That's what we've been releasing for the past few days, and gradually ramped it up overnight as the flows increased through the system.
Okay, that Latrobe long waterhole area is pretty full at the moment. Does that complicate things in terms of flows?
I couldn't comment on that, Jared. I couldn't comment on that. I don't have the expertise in that okay. particular area.
Okay. There have been reports that perhaps some of your own, imagine it's telemetry, up around Lacola might have been faulty, and perhaps it gave you a false indication of what might be coming down the system through the Macalester. Is there any truth to that, Clinton?
We had some readings at Lacola that were quite high in the morning, and so we actually sent a person up there to validate that, and we're actually getting some local assistance to give us a physical reading just to make sure that those readings are right and can be relied on. So certainly the readings were a little bit higher than we expected, and when we started to see that, we sent someone up there to physically validate those numbers.
And have they been able to ground truth that, or are you still in the assessment phase?
No, we've been able to ground truth that, so we're getting reliable data through from Lacola. At Lacola at the moment, there's about a flow of 27,000 megalitres, and we're just starting to see that turn and come back a little bit now.
Okay, but at one stage there, obviously, there was some misreadings that were being coming through by the sounds of things.
Yes, the readings were coming through telemetry a bit higher than that, which was one of the reasons we thought there was a risk of going to major flood, and that was one of the reasons why we sent someone up there to validate it, because it just wasn't quite matching with our flows on some of the other stream gauges.
Okay. Clinton, your voice has lasted out. Thanks for having a chat. Unless there's anything else you think that the general public need to know about the system that you're in control of, at least.
No, I think the key message is that we're at 22,000 now. We'll be assessing it again in a couple of hours' time, early afternoon, and we think it's more likely that we'll be moving flows down through the afternoon rather than moving them up further at this stage.
All right. Thank you very much, and good luck with the sore throat or the tonsillitis, whatever it is. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared.